Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Wednesday, December 18th. A pedestrian walking along Highway 6 and 10 south of Owen Sound last night was struck and killed by a vehicle. Emergency services responded to the incident just before 9 last night. Highway 6 and 10 was closed between Storybook Park Road and Grey Road 18, but has since reopened. Greybruce OPP say the victim was a 41-year-old local person, but his or her identity won't be released to respect the family's privacy. A homicide investigation is underway in Hanover. Just before 9 yesterday morning, Hanover police responded to what they're calling an incident at a residence on 5th Street in the southern Grey County town. Police arrived to find one person dead. The OPP say a vehicle of interest was later located in the Owen Sound area, and as a result, one person arrested by Owen Sound police. OPP and Hanover police are conducting the homicide investigation and say you can expect to see an increased police presence in the area of 5th Street in Hanover. Owen Sound Police and the OPP will be providing an update in the Sharif Rahman homicide investigation this afternoon. Owen Sound Police Chief Craig Ambrose and OPP Detective Inspector Jane Conway will be speaking at a press conference in Owen Sound. It will be the first update from police since they confirmed in August arrests were made in the investigation into Rahman's death, but didn't say if anyone had been charged. Rahman died from injuries he suffered in an assault outside his downtown Owen Sound restaurant, The Curry House, in August 2023. Owen Sound Council has approved a new partnership with the Rural Ontario Medical Program, Bright Shores Health System, and Grey County. It will help support housing for medical students in the city. Owen Sound Fire Chief Phil Eagleson is involved with physician recruitment and says this formalizes an arrangement that started in the summer when a property was leased to house up to 4 medical students. He hopes the 2-year partnership will give the city an opportunity to attract doctors while they're learning in Owen Sound.
We hope to see more than 30 future doctors come to Owen Sound, stay here, learn here, and fall in love with our city to hopefully return.
Last year, Eagleson prepared a report saying as many as 6,000 people in Owen Sound were without a family doctor. Local organizations across the Grey Bruce region are receiving support from Bruce Power and its supplier partners. The Tiverton nuclear operator says it's partnered with employees, suppliers, and the United Way of Bruce Grey to raise $55,000 to support toy drives across Grey Bruce and Huron counties. Dozens of soup kitchens in the region were also supported, and more than $50,000 contributed to homeless shelters as well. John Peavers is Bruce Power's Director of Community Relations.
We have, you know, put together a package of support for people who could use a hand, and we're just really thrilled to be able to provide that at this time of year.
To Queen's Park, the Financial Accountability Office is giving a failing grade to the Ford government for spending on schools. The FAO says over $31 billion is needed over the next decade to clear a backlog of repairs and maintenance and to build enough new spaces to accommodate growth. But the province's 10-year plan only includes about $19 billion in spending. And in national news, we're learning more about the federal government's plans to boost border security in order to appease U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. Liberals are proposing to spend $1.3 billion to outfit the RCMP with drones, choppers, and mobile surveillance towers. There's also going to be a strike force to go after organized crime. Trump's using the threat of a 25% tariff to get Canada to combat what he claims is a flood of fentanyl and illegal immigrants. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for a higher open this morning. Futures up in pre-market trading as investors await the latest U.S. Federal Reserve interest rate decision. That's on deck this afternoon. Yesterday, selling, the Dow was down 267 points to 43,449. Ninth straight losing session for the Dow. Longest losing streak for the benchmark index in the U.S. since the 1970s. S&P 500 and NASDAQ fell as well. Well, the TSX was off 27 points to 25,100. Bitcoin is down more than 1.5% this morning, hovering around $105,000 US. The price of oil is up nearly 1%, $70.70 per barrel, while gold's trading flat at around $2,660 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar is at 69.84 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. Patrick Laine had a hat trick in Montreal's 6-1 win over Buffalo. All of Laine's goals this season have been scored on the power play. Sabres are now winless in 11. They host the Leafs on Friday. Toronto's in Dallas tonight. Leafs announced Anthony Stolar's knee will keep him out 4-6. Ottawa shut out Seattle. Senators have won four straight. Connor Hellebuyck picked up his league-leading 20th win for the Jets in San Jose. PWHL, Boston edged Ottawa 3-2. Toronto's in New York tonight. Milwaukee beat Oklahoma City to win the NBA Cup. Yankees acquired Cody Bellinger from the Cubs, and there was a quarterback swap in the CFL. Cody Fajardo goes to Edmonton. Montreal gets McLeod Bethel-Thompson. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack play their final game before the Christmas break tonight at home against the Barrie Colts. That's underway at 7 this evening at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center. And in the Owen Sound men's rec hockey, Mellish Appliance beat Miller Lite 7-4. Nick Centrito scored four goals. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. Periods of snow beginning this morning, 2 to 4 centimeters, squalls possible late this afternoon, a high of 0 today. Tonight, flurries heavy at times, 5 to 10 centimeters, possibly snow squalls, a low of minus 7, and tomorrow, flurries ending in the afternoon, then cloudy, a high of minus 5.